It's time for Conversations with MIT Medical, care for the community. Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
Mind, Hand, Heart is a coalition of students, faculty, and staff with fresh insights, new ideas, and diverse perspectives, working collaboratively and strategically to strengthen the fabric of the MIT community. My guest to discuss this initiative today is Marianne Kirkbride. She's the executive administrator of Mind, Hand, Heart at MIT. Marianne, what is the Mind, Hand, Heart initiative? What does it offer MIT students?
Well, you summed it up quite nicely in your introduction. We are a coalition of really all members of our community, and we do two things. One is our community is very decentralized, so Mind, Hand, Heart is an opportunity for people to work together to solve problems that they might not even know they share across departments or services or students and faculty together, et cetera. And the second is really to apply the same kind of strategy that we use to solve problems, the world's greatest problems, to help with our own climate and culture. That's tapping everyone's good ideas and testing them a little bit and then taking the ones that are promising and advancing them.
Marianne, MIT is such a unique place. And thoughtful strategies are needed to support the students there, I would suppose. Speak about some of the initiatives that MHH has been involved in so far, and what's unique about this initiative?
In the last year, we have launched a new program within Mind, Hand, Heart called the Department Support Project, and that is designed to help individual academic departments, everything from math to global studies and languages, to advance their own welcoming and inclusive climate in their areas. This is a great opportunity for students to participate. Oftentimes, students have groups and clubs within their departments, and we're working with our undergraduate association as well and the Graduate Student Council to be able to bring the student voice to departments to help them contribute as full stakeholders as we think about how to make departments more welcoming, and also what is already happening in departments that's fantastic that student groups can help share with other students and other departments.
Share with us some of the impacts of MHH, and since the launch, how have other campus partners been active in shaping a positive culture around mental health and well-being in general at MIT?
We have more campus partners probably than we can count at this point. When we had Random Acts of Kindness last March, almost every academic department participated. There were thousands of members of our community who took actions, small and large, to make MIT a more welcoming place. And in New England, with the weather in March being not quite spring enough, and also during a kind of a deep middle part of the semester, it was a big lift for everyone. So that's one area. With the Department Support Project, we've been able to work with student groups to bring in guest speakers or to sponsor events. We think a lot about resilience and how to help students frame up whatever challenges they might have in terms of sort of lifelong growth. And one program that we've supported is called FAIL, and it's a student-run program, but they bring in faculty and students and some alums to talk about how they've overcome the challenges that they have faced, whether it's a startup that doesn't quite go or an academic concern or other things. The list goes on and on, but those are just two examples.
Who are some of the program sponsors?
Original program that when we were working campus-wide, which was launched in 2015, was sponsored by the chancellor and the medical department. And we are so lucky to have a wonderful faculty chair for Mind, Hand, Heart, Professor Picard from the Media Lab. And she was the one who really spurred us to think about the name. So Mind and Hand is the motto of MIT. And after a lot of student discussion and emailing really all over the world with our students in the summer, we came up with Heart and attached it to Mind and Hand because our students really want to bring the heart to the center of everything we do. As we have developed the Department Support Project, that is really focusing on academic areas, and that's in the provost's portfolio. So the chancellor and the provost are the two sponsors for that part of our effort.
Speak about the Mind, Hand, Heart Innovation Fund, Marianne, if you would.
That is one of the most exciting features of Mind, Hand, Heart. Twice a year, we open up for applications, and we get between 20 or 25, sometimes 30 applications for ideas of all kinds. Sometimes they are community-wide ideas. Random Acts of Kindness Week was one of those. The Puppy Lab was one. Sometimes they're individual relationship building. MIT Connect, which is now a company, started with us and had other campus supporters. Now we're getting applications from departments. So how do we build community in the math department? And they like games, and so we can support the idea of bringing in a game night for the math department, et cetera. And some things also are more focused on capacity building inside of MIT. So we have done some training for some programs in developing ability to assist with students in distress. And we're promoting some videos that help teaching assistants better understand how to create inclusive classroom experiences. So overall, and with our, this is the third year with all of the cycles, there's a dozen or so of the projects we've funded that have become self-sustaining, which is really the goal. Oftentimes students come to us with ideas that are just beginning to be formed. They're just one good idea, but not a full-fledged proposal. We try very hard not to tell anyone no, and we'll help you, mentor you to help that idea come to fruition or find other people on campus that we might know about who are sharing your interest.
So along those lines, how do students get involved with MHH, and how can they learn more about opportunities with Mind, Hand, Heart?
Most students come to find us through the Innovation Fund or in working in their departments. We do a lot of tabling. Random Acts of Kindness Week is really also very public-facing, so thousands of people will stop by our booth and write a gratitude card to someone that they would wish to thank, or take a flower and give it to someone, or all those kinds of things. But we work carefully with our student leadership and governance groups, the groups who are running in departments like the biology student group or the chemistry student group, et cetera, but also the undergraduate association and the graduate student council. And within the graduate student council, Diversity and Inclusion Committee, who we work very, very closely with. So I think that would be the way. Those are most of the ways. We're in residences a couple of times a year, so you can see us at a study break. We're at orientation. And that's how. And really, we're looking for students to work with us as partners, bringing good ideas forward. And that has been just spectacular and really made what Mind, Hand, Heart is what it is.
So what's in store for this academic year as we wrap up the segment? Tell the listeners what you'd like to know about Mind, Hand, Heart Initiative at MIT.
I think the most important thing to know is that the things that make up community or culture or how we feel about being here really are not just what happens where programs are being implemented on campus. It's a matter of everyone being involved and contributing. So it's a matter of saying hello to someone in the morning or learning someone's name or sitting next to someone you don't know. So this is a very participatory effort. It's really about all of us. We want that people can use our name, people can support our projects and take the ideas way far, way, way far from where we are. It's really more of an ecosystem than it is a specific project or program. That said, I think that we're looking to use our data to the best that we can, and also keep us, sort of in the realm of MIT's focus on tracking and progress, measuring our progress as we move forward.
Thank you, Marianne, for being with us today and sharing information about the Mind, Hand, Heart Initiative at MIT. Thank you again for joining us. This is Conversations with MIT Medical. For more information, please visit medical.mit.edu. That's medical.mit.edu. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for tuning in.